This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, and we got another 10-minute segment after with our guest. I'm going to try to just go to Norm Pattis and go to Steve Metcalf, who I guess are the patron saints of lost causes going up against this evil, and just continue. Steve, we got caught up by a break. What this means to America, people that aren't constitutional lawyers, people that don't know history, I mean, the left even admits this is their plan to arrest their opposition. You have Pelosi out there months with troops at the Capitol, barbed wire around it, parading them around. We have Biden saying the number one terror threat is Trump supporters when no statistics show that. The good news is polls show the American people don't think January 6th is important. 94% think it's garbage. So their attempt at shelling this martial law has failed, but they don't care. They're still in special jurisdictions able to manipulate juries into literally turning those little jurisdictions into the Soviet Union. I was talking to Norm last night, I guess when you were at dinner with him. He made the point that D.C. was set up so that outside groups couldn't influence the Capitol and take it over. But instead now they set it up as its own little private Potemkin village that is now taking over the rest of the country. So can you speak to that?
Where to begin? I mean, the U.S. Capitol Police have now expanded in various different ways across the country than ever before and since 9/11. But to go back, Alex, and talk about the significance of this particular case and what this means for the future. This was a scenario where the government was testing its limits. And how so? Enrique Tarrio, the mastermind leader, was not in Washington, D.C. on that day. That was a big leap for them. That was a huge scenario that they had to really fill in that void and see how they could actually prove it. And this, I believe, was a test run scenario as to where they're going to go from here. They had to add force. They had to add someone who looked angry, someone who, quote unquote, broke a window. That's where Dominic Pozzola came in. Dominic Pozzola, I essentially argued before the jury, was a pawn in this situation. He was someone who was put there that day to muddy up the rest of these guys and to make it look or to tie a link to Enrique Tarrio, who was not even in D.C. on that day. So now the government is armed with this scenario where the only person who was found not guilty of seditious conspiracy out of those five gentlemen was my client, Dominic Pozzola. So now they have essentially been successful in being able to prove that Enrique Tarrio, who was not there in D.C., who was in a hotel room in Baltimore, Maryland, on that day, is capable of actually committing this crime. Now, this is a civil era crime that I believe the essence of, and I don't know if Norm disagrees with me here, is to take over your government and to actually try to become your government. And yeah, there was a joke during the trial that Norm did that I thought was absolutely amazing, where he basically asked the witness, well, which one of these knuckleheads over here is going to be the Secretary of Transportation? Who's going to be the Vice President? I mean, it still blows my mind, Alex, that they were charging seditious conspiracy in these cases. And now they got it on three Oath Keepers and now the Proud Boys. The precedent is set for them to go after anybody now, even if you weren't there in Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
Hold on, Norm. We're going to go to break and come back and explain this. But the guy they say is a mastermind working for Trump wasn't even there. Then the man they claim was ordered, the only one that did some violence with a shield breaking a window, nothing compared to Andy for the left. Kamala Harris bells those people out all the time that shoot at people and burn buildings down. We're not defending that. Mostly peaceful protest. So the low-level guy they claim they're commanding is found not guilty of being in a conspiracy. So how is there a conspiracy if the low-level guy is not in a conspiracy with the higher-level people? Am I saying that right?
Yes. Yes, essentially. And then another point is, when was this conspiracy formed? So, Alex, they actually argued but didn't argue that on the ground that day – on January 6th, there was a march from the Washington...
Hold on, we'll be back in 60 seconds. Stay there, Steve Metcalf.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage your listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Months ago, Pelosi parading in front of the National Guard troops, mumbling under her mask. You can't hear a damn thing she's saying. Meanwhile, they would not feed the troops. They treated them like crap, made them sleep on the floor. This is just a group of clowns. So the bad news is they're trying to set up a classical tyranny with high-tech overlays. The good news is they're completely incompetent, and the American people see right through it. So we're talking to Norm Pattis. We're talking to Steve Metcalf, both leading lawyers on the Proud Boy show trial, talking about patron saints of lost causes. Steve, we're trying to finish a point about what this weaponization means. The Justice Department admits they want to use this against conservatives and libertarians and populists and Christians and nationalists now. The left is mostly peaceful. They get to march and burn things down. Everybody else is locked down their houses. But simultaneously, Kyle Rittenhouse is bad. When people are chasing him, shooting at him, him saying, we're going to kill you, the left says he's the bad guy. So it's just more of the same. Please finish your point and then any other points you and Norm Pattis would like to make about this historic show trial.
Absolutely, Alex. So what does this mean? It means, and Norm and I saw this coming from a mile away, it means that the government can actually now prove a conspiracy based on it happening almost instantaneously or on the ground that day. With the Proud Boys, 10 a.m., they met up at the Washington Monument. They marched together. They stopped at a reflecting pool. They took a picture. They said a couple of prayers. They then walked around a little bit more, and they stopped at an area with a whole bunch of food trucks. Now being a little bit, because there is no evidence to show that there is anything at all that happened during that time, there's inferences and innuendos thrown out that all of a sudden this plan was hatched at that time or around that time frame. And that led up to the video that you showed before, which is Ryan Samsel at the fence and Ray Epps goes and whispers in his ear.
And then we have the footage of Ray Epps helping with the fences ram it down. So let me give a parallel.
Let me do this though, Alex. I see time is short. Here's what's going to happen. I mean, the foundation has been laid to indict Donald Trump. And let's talk about something Steve and I haven't mentioned yet. A new theory of liability in a criminal court that was introduced for the first time in this case, so-called tools theory. If the three of us, Alex, you, Steve, and I agree to commit some unlawful act and we start running our mouth about it after the agreement and before the act, each one of our statements is admissible as evidence against one another as a statement of a co-conspirator if that statement is in furtherance of the conspiracy. In this case, people the Proud Boys never knew, never met, were held to be their tools, and their statements and conduct was admitted into evidence. All these people you see in this crowd, all these people you see on the screen, these were deemed to be tools of the Proud Boys, influenced by them. Here's the significance of this. For Donald Trump standing on the Ellipse that morning, talking to the crowd, I believe the government will now claim that Donald Trump was in a conspiracy with several people in his office to engage in seditious conspiracy.
That's what they're talking about with this prosecutor Smith. They're actually saying they're getting ready to indict Trump now with these convictions, claiming he was commanding them.
I suspect that'll happen. The Proud Boys, to the degree the Proud Boys use tools, they're openly saying the Proud Boys were the president's tools. There's no evidence of it. The smartest thing that Donald Trump could do right now would be to call Steve Metcalf, because although my pride is wounded, I didn't get an acquittal for my client on seditious conspiracy. He got one for Dominic Pozzola. And here's what the Trump legal team needs to be doing right now. They need to be finding people who understand the chaos of that day. Steve would be one of them. I would be another. They need to get these lawyers in a room. They need to debrief grand jury witnesses, and they need to start figuring out how they're going to defend Donald Trump. Because as God is my witness, I predict by the end of June there's going to be indictment of Trump, and some part of it's going to be related to January 6th. They're going to claim he engaged in conspiracy, that Stop the Steal was fraud, and that he used the protesters as tools in part of his conspiracy.
And the special prosecutor has telegraphed that. But so let me raise this for viewers that are as old as I am or older like you, Norm. I remember...
Hey, wait a minute. Where's my cane?
And I remember in the late 80s, whenever it was, the John Gotti trial. And back then, the FBI had to plant microphones out in the street, hide them inside the building. Gotti knew that they were being spied on, so they'd walk around the street and plan murders and plan stuff. And that was proof. They had the conspiracy. They had him planning stuff. And then they caught the people going out and doing the murders. And then they had witnesses, Sammy the Bull or whatever his name was, who was
Sammy the Bull Guerrero.
They had a witness that was there. They had audio and video, and they barely convicted him. They have them saying nothing. They have no proof, and they've just been convicted.
This case eliminates, usually there's a saying in the law, post hoc ergo proctor hoc. Just because something happened before an event doesn't mean it proved the event afterward. You have to prove a mechanism. You have to tie things together with evidence. This case eliminated the requirement for evidence and transformed the law of conspiracy into what Steve called fairy dust. They can just say, hey, you said this yesterday, you did this today, kaboom, that's a conspiracy. And if they did it to the Proud Boys with the nominal evidence they had in this case, how much more powerful will their case be against Donald Trump? And what will that do to the Republic when a man who 70 million people voted for and who tens of thousands turned up at the Capitol too to protest, they chose to believe their commander in chief. The government says, hey,
I think he had more like 80 million votes about a million people showed up in D.C. that day.
Okay, well, I don't know what the numbers were, but I mean, the point is, who were the Proud Boys and who are the crowd supposed to believe? The commander-in-chief or the thief? And when it becomes a crime to believe your president, they've declared war on the American people.
And they have. They're trying to ban the American flag now. Sorry, Steve Metcalf. Go ahead.
Alex, you hit the nail on the head in talking about John Gotti's case and when investigations used to be investigations. I want you to think about this. I want the listeners to think about this one more time. The tools theory. This is the first time I've ever seen or heard anything like this being introduced in a conspiracy case. That is essentially the one person can use another person as a tool, and that tool doesn't even know what they're being used for. If I wanted to basically benefit or be in furtherance of the conspiracy that I planned. So here we have no conspiracy whatsoever, but if another guy who's affiliated with the Proud Boys spray something towards an officer that we never knew, never spoke about, never crossed paths with any of these five defendants, all of a sudden that's going to be showcased and blasted before a jury as if it was ordered by one of these defendants in this case. That's how bizarre this trial got.
The stuff by association
had nothing to do with these guys whatsoever. And that's where they needed the force.
And that's what the left, that's what the left does, though. They say anybody that wants to control the border is a white supremacist. Anybody that doesn't want election fraud is a white supremacist. Anybody that doesn't want to take a shot is a white supremacist. It has nothing to do with being a white supremacist. They just label us all as that. And then Biden, in June of 2000, and one, declared all his political opposition terrorists if they believed in over 20 things, including later the Afghan withdrawal. I mean, it's just anything they don't like, you are a terrorist. They say, white supremacist or terrorist, you're a white supremacist.
And it's garbage. People need to say, you know, when you hear somebody call you a white supremacist, your first remark should be, what is it you want from me right now? How are you trying to shake me down? This land is your land. This land is my land. There's no color that's a barrier to entry. And I have had it up to here and beyond.
Guys, this is too important. Don't hang up. Do 10 more minutes. I promise you'll be gone at like 28 after. And then, folks, I got tons of news.
Gone.
Your call's coming up.
I want to live.
No. Stay right there. Don't leave. We're going to go to break. We'll do 10 more minutes with both these guys on the other side. Let them finish their points. But, folks, this is bone-chilling. And remember, I got skin in the game. They are admittedly trying to put me in prison, claiming I ran the, quote, attack on the Capitol. Believe me, if I ran an attack on the Capitol, it would be a lot different. Plus, the Capitol doesn't run anything. It's just where they vote. It's all out at Cheyenne Mountain and Site R and Site M and in Colorado Springs. I mean, take over the U.S. government, you need about 10,000 nuclear weapons. I don't want to take over the government with violence. I want to take it back with ideas. The idea that I wanted this fiasco, that let the tyrants take over, is preposterous. The globalists have the motive, and their fingerprints are all over it, and the media is defending Ray Epps. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Of Satan, Mordor, in D.C., for another show trial. Norm, we were talking last night, and just repeat what you said. You said it very eloquently, explaining, and of course, I know the history, it's accurate, but I mean, you said it better than I would. Explain the legalese why they have the District of Columbia, and how that was set up so that the states couldn't override it, and how that's been used to reverse it, and how it's literally setting up its own little kingdom.
Yeah, so the District of Columbia is one of the few original federal territories established by the Constitution. It was initially, I believe, a 5-square-mile area, and it was designed to not fall under the influence of a particular state, to be independent, so that no state would have too much influence on the federal government. At that time, the balance of federalism was tipped vastly in the direction of the states, and they had more power. The federal government was supposed to be one of enumerated and limited powers. Over time, as we all know, the federal government has become an instrument of deep state, quite frankly, a sense of universalism, and has acquired incredible powers over us and is seeking even more. And the result in this district is that it's a company town. Almost everybody here either works for government, is a lobbyist, serves the government, serves government interests. You see on license plates here, D.C., you know, taxation without representation, we're not a state. You don't need to be a state. You control the whole frickin' country, and money's flowing in here like blood into a satanic vessel.
It's the richest city in the U.S. by far.
And so, you know, we knew we were going to have problems on our hands when we couldn't get the case moved out of D.C. This is a company town, and business of Washington, D.C. is the business of government. And so, you know, one of the things that was so moving to me in this experience is I took my first tour of the Capitol, and they show you a film, E Pluribus Unum, they say, out of one many. This is where the people come to become one. Well, this is only supposed to be a forum that you visit to establish laws to take home. When people made it a home of their own, they've decided that home is the metropole of a giant plantation, and that we, the people in our various states and locations, exist to serve it. That's never been the American way. And I repeat Jefferson's word. When the people fear government, there is tyranny. When the government fears people, there is liberty. And I'm proud to have represented the Proud Boys. And to those Proud Boy affiliates and members out there, you'll know what I say when I say the following. Uhuru. That's their greeting. And it's Swahili for freedom. And that has been the gamble of American history throughout our lives.
I love how they're white supremacist whose motto is a Swahili word for freedom.
Oh, and of course, Enrique Tarrio, it couldn't be said enough at trial. He's an Afro-Cuban, and many of the witnesses we called on behalf of the Proud Boys were persons of color. We had Hispanic witnesses. We had Jewish witnesses. But no, they're white supremacists, and it's because that's an easy way to demonize dissent. Call somebody a bad name, and they're afraid to step forward. I don't know what your perspective is on that, Steve, but I found we were able to eliminate that rhetoric, I think.
We stepped into this equation at trial at such an unfair advantage. The terminology or just the word insurrection or insurrectionist being used and splashed across the country for 2 years really set the stage. And then the terminology of white supremacy being linked to the Proud Boys is something that actually stuck with people and it resonated with people and made people in D.C. actually fear the Proud Boys or fear some of these men. So when the media, we lost the media right off the bat. For the last 2 years, the left did an amazing job at.
Oh, at believe me, they did it in Sandy Hook. They try you in the press, then the judge finds you guilty, then you can't defend yourself, and they testified that I sent people to pee on graves. No evidence. Talk about defamation, just completely made up. They gave an FBI agent who I never said his name, never showed a photo of him, didn't know who he was till he sued me, $90+ million.
Yeah, it was.
And then the January 6th committee. I don't believe in coincidences. And Norm and I kept having these conversations back and forth. Alex, the day that we started picking the jury was December 19th. They set this whole thing up at the January 6th committee that weekend, going into that week of December 19th, that they were coming out with the decision. That was against Trump. Every day we had to go in and make a new motion for a mistrial, basically stating
that's right.
We
they ended their show committee right as the show trial started.
Well, and then get this, Alex. The very day that the jury goes to deliberations, that morning, Joe Biden announced his presidential campaign. And what do you think he had as an image on the presidential campaign but a smoldering Capitol and the sign of of unrest there and his promise to save democracy, which was the very theme that the prosecution
So here's the bottom line to the listeners. The listeners know it was a federal provocateur operation. They say, stop telling us what we already know. That's not what we're telling you, listeners. This is their blueprint and the official terrorism, anti-terrorism manifesto Biden put out in 2021 in June, that this is their plan to take the country over. And now they keep winning these cases. As you said, Norm, this is their move. I'm really concerned about false flags they're going to stage or provocateur actions of some real terror they're going to blame on their opposition and blame on Trump.
Well, they may try, but I think patriotism begins at home, and it's not a crime to believe in this country. It shouldn't be a crime to read the Constitution. It shouldn't be a crime to reach across the fence and shake your neighbor's hand and say, I believe in freedom. Do you? And I think we, the people, need to form powerful associations with one another and with shows like InfoWars. And we need to go and people do need to support the InfoWars. People do need to support this show. Look at what happened to Tucker Carlson. I liked his voice, but he's gone. And depending on what you read, it's because he pissed off the people at Fox News for one reason or another. I think he just became I think he got fed up and he started telling too much.
I predicted on March 8th he'd be fired within 2 months. And now there's a new video that he cut weeks ago for a big summit in Europe that he's not at, predicting he'd be fired. I'll play that next segment. And I know exactly what happened with Tucker, but I'm not allowed to get into it, but you were dead.
Where is he going to resurface, Alex? I'm dying to know. Are you able to say? Yeah, all right. Well, I'm the one being interviewed.
People shouldn't be holding their breath for him to go to Patrick Ben David or whatever his name is, nice guy, or Newsmax. They shouldn't be holding their breath.
Let me end with one note. I think people need to join the Fully Informed Jury Association. We need to bring back jury nullification in the United States, and we need jurors to be able to decide not just the facts, but whether the law is being justly applied. I was stopped any number of times in my closing argument. There was even a disruptor in the gallery who was removed by the marshal, and I argued as close to the edge of nullification as I could and was stopped repeatedly by the judge. There was a time in this country when jurors got to decide not just the facts before them, but whether the law was appropriately applied. And when dissent
That's right,
is
the
being
citizens
criminalized,
had a veto. Only 30 seconds left. Closing comments, Steve Metcalf. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely, Alex. Always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to be near Norm. We need to have the facts of this case and the transcripts of this case actually exposed and out there for everybody. The appeal on this case is going to be massive, and that tool theory is going to change American jurisprudence forever. I firmly believe that. And this is only the beginning of the fight right here. And we have to be very vigilant and know what's coming, because this is they're not stopping. They're always
Steve Metcalf, real quick, you have a Twitter. Where do people find you?
Metcalf Law NYC. I do have a Twitter.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforce Plus is great. Rainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I just spent an hour on January 6th because it's all come to a head now. We're not going to lie to you. It's a big victory for the police state, for the weaponized judiciary. We're having a lot of victories as well in the hearts and minds of the enemy, controls the bureaucracy and the infrastructure. They're attacking us at every level, annihilating our borders, shipping in drugs, attacking our children, persecuting people that defend themselves. The case here in Austin where the man aims an AK-47 at him and the veteran shoots him. Veteran, no criminal record. Hell, war hero. Active duty, having to have another job just to pay the bills. You're supposed to let somebody point an AK-47 at you. Kind of like this Uber Eats driver last week in Florida. He'd done like 30 deliveries. Last delivery of the night, 2 a.m., MS-13 guy takes him, steals his money, executes him, dismembers him. I guess when MS-13 pointed a gun at him, he should have not fought back. I guess he didn't. He got killed. And we now know what happened with this case of this mentally ill schizophrenic black man who'd been arrested 40 times, more than 20 of them, for aggravated assault and battery. 40 arrests. And it turns out the full video, we can show it, well, I guess we'll get to it next hour. A black guy, a Hispanic guy, and a white guy, when he's threatening to kill him, we have all these videos of him now. It turns out there were like warnings by him in the subway, warnings online. If you see the Michael Jackson impersonator, look out. This guy starts charging him, pushing him, attacking him, saying, I'll kill you. I don't care if I'm going to die. And so the black guy starts wrestling him because he got in his face, and the white guy jumps in to help the black guy, and now he's a white supremacist that just murdered a black guy for fun. No, he's a big, powerful, 6'3", schizophrenic. And I'll tell you, I've been to New York a lot, and it's always been bad. When I was a kid, we went there. It was super dangerous. Giuliani, not a perfect guy, but he cleaned it up. And since then, I'm a tough guy. I mean, I'm not the toughest around, but I don't want trouble. I'm not getting on the New York subway for all the money in the world. It's a frickin' underground lunatic asylum. There's human feces and needles and crazy people, black, white, you name, running around like maniacs. And this guy was arrested 40 times. And yeah, you put somebody in a chokehold, sometimes they never wake up. But AOC comes out and says, it's a white supremacist attack. He was killed because he was black and poor and calls for demonstrations. And even the black mayor says, stop it. You don't know the facts. Stop it. But they want another George Floyd, folks. They want another George Floyd. Nobody's happy the schizophrenic's dead. They got rid in the 80s of the funding for state mental institutions. And now anybody that's been in a big city knows it's an open-air mental institution. Every week or so, I have to dodge some crazy schizophrenic running across the road. You'll see a black man run across the road, a white man run across the road, an old lady, an old white lady. Just a couple days ago, I'm driving down Ben White. I'm driving down 71 in the middle of Austin, 70 miles an hour is the speed limit, and a naked woman, looked like she was about 65 years old, runs across the road in front of like three cars in front of me. They almost hit her. We literally live in a lunatic asylum. This morning I go get gas in a nice area of Austin. It's not super nice, but it's a nice area. And I step out of my car, there's a pile of human feces right there. I decide this morning that I want some food, so I pull over to a breakfast place. And there's another pile of crap by the door. It's a lunatic asylum. It's a open-air lunatic asylum. You say, why do you live in Austin? Well, my family's been here since the 1820s. And this is where the infrastructure is built. And I don't have the money to move this someplace. Believe me, I want to. Because it's dangerous. I still love the town. I grew up here. But, yeah, we're looking. That's why I've got offers in Florida to work with somebody else. I've got offers, a lot of offers. But I'm loyal to the crew. And I'm going to stay here as long as I can. But it's so sad to see the fall of your city. And Austin is a paradise compared to New York. I was in New York twice the last 2 years. And man, it is surreal. Needles, garbage, feces, and gay pride flags everywhere. And just, I mean, I was there about a year ago to be on a big podcast. I was on Michael Malice's podcast, and I was on Schultz's podcast, the comedian. And I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. Piss, crap, needles everywhere. Pools of piss everywhere. Crazy people running around like zombies. And little kids marching with rainbow flags. That's just, last time I was there was like Gay Pride Month or something. It was just like, I'm living in the freaking Twilight Zone, man. These are cursed cities. And I've got all this news I want to hit. We'll take calls next hour. Get the number out next segment. But this is a planned takedown of civilization. And I got a bunch of articles I'm going to hit next segment. But let's play this clip. I mentioned it. In pre-recorded message, Tucker Carlson predicted his own ouster for Fox News. This week in Europe, in Hungary, they're having CPAC, Europe. And so he taped this, it looks like the Thursday before he was fired, so about 2 weeks ago. I guess 2 weeks ago exactly now. And it's prophetic. He says, if I'm fired, next time I'll be with you. So this, I told you this will all come out. I mean, Tucker knew it was coming. He wasn't sure at the exact same time. He came over to visit me. He came over to the house. And, in Thanksgiving. And we had a long conversation, a couple-hour conversation. But that's all a private conversation. Our other conversations are private. But he knew it was coming. And that just makes him cooler. Because he didn't back down. I'm not going to say why I got fired. Other than to say everything he did is why I got fired. And like Roger Stone astutely said a week ago, he got fired because they were scared of what he was going to do next. Same reason they want me off air. But here's the deal. I don't work for Spotify or Fox News. I got my own operation. The only reason this dog hunts is because of you. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. X3, the incredible triadum, those incredible things for your whole body, that is the missing link. What they don't want you to have is back in stock, 25% off. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Turbo Force 10 Hours of Energy is back in stock. We're selling out a Real Red Pill Plus that's over-the-top incredible. The Fountain of Youth, as close as you get to it, it's 40% off. That sale is about to end sometime next week. So many great products. Get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. Let's go to break with Tucker Carlson predicting his firing in his last days at Fox that just aired. Here it is.
Greetings to CPAC Hungary and to all you Americans in the audience. You are very brave. You have wound up on one of Samantha Power's lists. The State Department is keeping track. You went to a forbidden country. I wish I was there in Budapest. If I ever get fired and have some time and can leave, I will be there with you. But in the meantime, Godspeed. We are thinking of you and cheering you on.
Are you going to lay down and take it? Because here's the bottom line. Laying down and taking it only makes it worse. I don't agree with the Japanese that if rape is inevitable, enjoy it. If rape's inevitable, that's what I tell my daughters. If somebody attacks you, kill them. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As he went along his way, when all at once a mighty bunch of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged sky. And up a cloud he drove. Yippee-yay.
Hit the big news right now. Then I'll give the number out to take your phone calls next hour on any topic you want to raise, any question you want to bring up. All I ask for is first-time callers. And I gave out a quiz earlier that we're also going to be getting to. And so you can bring up any topic you want. But all I ask you to do is first try to give me the answer to the quiz. And it's my opinion, but it's my view of what this means. And whoever wins it gets a free T-shirt, either a Trump political prisoner shirt or an Alex Jones for President shirt. Just give us your address, the size you want, we'll mail it to you. We'll also throw in a copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, for whoever answers this question. This is a very important question. And the real reason for the quiz and the real reason for the game is to get everybody using their noggins to ask this question to yourself. And I think you know the answer. Will it take 2 calls? Will it take 10 calls to get the answer? You can just give me your answer, whether it's wrong or right, and then make your point. But every caller has to give me your take on this. Who declares, that's the World Health Organization and the Marxist communist Ethiopian that killed over a million of his people, total Chinese frontman, who declares end to COVID global public health emergency? Why are they doing that? And let me put a cap on it. I'll take 10 calls, and if somebody hadn't figured it out after 10 calls, I'll give you the answer. Because I'm not sure you're going to get the answer. It's a profound answer. It's how my brain works. And I told friends and family that when you see this happen, you think this is good? Not going to give you any more hints. WHO declares end to COVID global public health emergency. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Director General of the World Health Organization, said the spread of COVID is no longer a global health public emergency. The World Health Organization declared on Friday, for more than a year, the pandemic has been on the downward trend, with population immunity increasing from vaccination and infection, mortality decreasing, and the presence of health systems easing, WHO director said, and declared it over. Why are they declaring it over now? And what's in the SPARS document? That when it came out, the shot didn't work and was deadly. They would then start having public health officials resign 3 years into the pandemic, and then they would use all the lawsuits that came out of that to bankrupt the countries, and the vaccine makers have liability protection. CDC Director Walensky announced his departure today. Walensky, who served as the CDC director since the beginning of the Biden presidency in 2021, has saved lives with her steadfast and unwavering focus on the health of every American. President Biden said today, she's announced today that she'll leave her post at the end of June per CDC announcement. Why are they announcing the end of COVID? Why are they doing that? And if you know the answer to that, you know the answer to everything. U.S. intelligence is covering up the fact that it knew about COVID-19 in November 2019. Knew about it? They created it. That's come out in Congress. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. You can cover any topic you want, any issue I've raised, any issue I haven't raised. It's a free-for-all. But you first got to give me the answer or what you think the answer is. And I'm not poo-pooing your answer. I'm not saying I'm right completely, though I know that I am in the general sense. I know why they did it. And if you understand that, you understand a lot. I really want to see if you come up with the answer. 877-789-2539. The frustration is thousands will try to call in. Only a few will get on. And I'm sure some of you out there right now know the answer. But the whole point is this process of getting people to think. Why is their big power grab, their big UN operation, the thing that gives them their world ID and their control, all of it, their social credit score, their vaccine passport. Why are they saying their key to power is no longer there?
Well, there's a lot of reasons that lead up to that. We're not buying into it. And people know the shot doesn't work and almost no one's taking it. Yeah, we know all that. They were going to push us as far as they could. If they could take over with just this, they'd have done it. But it's failed. Giving you a lot of hints here. Let's see if you can answer the question. Let's see if you've got the answer. 877-789-ALICE. All right, let's do this now. Since we're talking about ways they are attacking us, not just the poison shots, but the rest of it, let's look at a couple more of these stories. Fentanyl overdose deaths skyrocket 279% in just the last 6 years. It's now the number one cause of death below the age of 45. Hundreds of thousands a year die. They say it's 100,000, but they think only a fraction ever get diagnosed that it was fentanyl. With the coroners. With the pathologists. Big article on Infowars.com. So let's shift gears over here. Oh, look at this. University slammed for erasing the word woman from its maternity and menopause policies. We'll cover that coming up, but let's look more at this. Middle strain, marijuana may be behind a 30% of schizophrenia that's off the charts. Cases in young men, major National Institutes of Health, that's the UK, funded study suggests. I remember telling Joe Rogan on his show like 6 years ago that schizophrenia was exploding because of marijuana. He didn't know it then. Since then, he's researched and seen a lot of his friends go crazy on it. But here's a study that the weaponized super strong marijuana is a hallucinogen and is causing serious mental illness. What else are they pushing? Mobile phone use increases heart attacks and stroke risk, study claims. Because you don't walk outside as much, you don't move around as much. It also electromagnetically is toxic. There's a lot of reasons this is going on. This is out of the Express newspaper of UK. Researchers claim people who spend 30 minutes talking on their mobile phone a week have a higher risk of stroke and heart attacks. A team of scientists, what's an electromagnetic microwave relay tower? A team of scientists and radio waves emitted by the endemic devices can cause high blood pressure in users a prolonged period of time. The experts said data shows those taking on a cell phone for 30 minutes, talking on a cell phone 30 minutes or more a week, had a 12% risk of a higher condition than those who spent less time chatting. Yes, they are microwave ovens held to your head. All right, let's talk about Woody Allen when we come back. And Jeffrey Epstein, I'm the CIA director and the Mossad director and the head of MI6. That's all coming up next hour with so much other news we've not gotten into yet. Plus all the worship of the British, who aren't even British, royals with the coronation of the king that is imminent. It's all coming up today in hour number 3. I'm your host, Alex Jones, the coordinates of liberty are band.video, infowars.com, newswars.com, and of course, madmaxworld.tv. madmaxworld.tv.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.